Support for KNKX comes from WSECU, offering 3 new Visa credit cards and 3 new checking accounts. WSECU's goal is to help make the right card make a difference. More information is available at WSECU.org. WSECU, serving Washington since 1957.
Hey, this is Sound Effect from KNKX. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and if you've been paying close attention to your feed, one of our recent shows was all about the imperfect crime. And in that show was the story of a particular flawed caper from somebody that regular listeners probably will know well, our colleague Nick Morrison. Nick is the production manager here at KNKX, but he's had a long and checkered resume. Some of his past pursuits that he's talked about on our air include strip club manager, indie rock financier, potato industry scion. And then there was this one, which ends on a bit of a cliffhanger. And stay tuned. We will tell you the rest of the story afterwards. You want to set the scene for us a little bit? What era are we talking about here, and how long was your hair?
Talking about early 70s, and I cut my hair for the trip.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
In order to not attract extra undue attention from the cops?
Exactly.
Well, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. You're listening to Sound Effect here on 88.5. And I'm talking to our colleague Nick Morrison about one of the, I don't know, the darker parts of your resume. What would the job title be?
Part-time smuggler.
So how did you get involved in this caper?
Two friends of mine had a pot-growing operation in the Sierra Madre Mountains, kind of above Mazatlan. And I was hired to go on a driving slash smuggling trip into the Sierra Madres and back out across the border into Arizona with a car full of pot.
And we should say that you were approaching this kind of from more of a maybe a gonzo novelist point of view than a career criminal point of view. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have a job holding me down. So when they made this offer to go a smuggling with them, how could I say no? I mean, they'd been doing it successfully.
It'd be very easy, really.
Well, they'd been doing it successfully for a long time.
So what happened? What did transpire?
As we were going down deep into Mexico, we started seeing more and more evidence of what was going on up in the mountains. Like, we were passed by a flatbed truck that had pieces of helicopter, burnt out helicopter on it. Somebody had like shot a helicopter down or something. And I'm asking Mike, you know, I wonder what that's all about. And he said, oh, it's nothing. Once a year, they go through the mountains and they sweep the pot fields, but they probably won't be down there yet, probably. We went up a series of ever smaller roads, of course, to a mango orchard. And while Ignacio and I were digging up the pot that was buried in the mango orchard, the pot was getting packed away and all was seemed to be going fairly well.
Did you think, I could do this? I could pull this off?
Oh, my, yes.
I can rock smuggler.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wanted an eye patch and a sash and everything.
So what happened next?
Well, as we were packing the pot into the compartment, we heard horses coming down through the hills. And we knew it was Campania. We knew that there was a military campaign going on. And we heard horses thundering through the jungle. It was riders coming out of the jungle down toward us. And before I could think, Ignacio and Mike had turned off their lanterns, and magically guns appeared in the hands of both of these men, and we were flat on the ground. And that's when I thought, I'm not cut out for this.
So that is what listeners heard when they heard the first version of this story. It kind of leaves you on the edge of your seat, right? I mean, what happened next? Did Nick break bad like Walter White or what? Well, not exactly. Here is the rest of the story.
I don't have a gun. I don't want a gun. And I don't want to be around any place guns are. And now I'm under attack.
So in that moment, you made a career decision.
I decided that if I got out of this one alive, I would never do it again.
So what happened?
Turned out it was a bunch of guys who probably worked in the marijuana fields above us going down to Los Iguanas to go to the party.
So it was a false alarm.
Yes, they rode right by us.
Did your hubris return after?
No, it never ever did. You know, from there back across the American border, I had to keep a stick up my back.
How did the rest of the trip go? Were you able to make it across the border and stuff?
Yeah, it went fairly easily. Going back the way we came, you know, everything changed. I found that to be pretty curious because we had come across like military checkpoints and this kind of thing on the way down. And it was, you hardly noticed. But when you're going through a military checkpoint in Mexico and you have a trunk full of weed, you really notice.
Looking back on it now, what would you say the flaws in this plan were?
Me. The plan wasn't flawed. You know, we made it there. We got what we wanted. We came back. I took my pay in pot in Tucson and came home with it. There was a wrinkle between Tucson and Seattle, but that's almost another story.
Well, I'm so glad that you escaped with your life and your sense of humor intact.
Me too. And to hell with the sense of humor.
So, Gabriel Spitzer here. I should point out that we do not advocate breaking the law, even if it does make a really good story. And if you have children listening, and if somehow they're still listening to this episode, there's a little epilogue to this story that might be even less appropriate for them, though I suspect they would probably get a huge kick out of it. Here it is.
The fact that I didn't void myself, you know, I think it was something, because I did void myself later. We stopped in a little town called Magdalena and shot pool and drank tequila. And we got back in the car and we were heading closer and closer and closer to the border. And, you know, on one hand, I was thinking, oh, God, please let me just go to an American prison. I don't want to go to a Mexican prison. Please, Jesus, let me get across the border and then get caught. I'd love to get caught on the other side of the border. On the other hand, as we got close to the border, I was the passenger in the car at this time, and I asked Mike to pull over. And I went into the desert behind a saguaro cactus and did void myself. It was fast, it was complete, it was done, and we were back on the road. But that's the only time I've ever had the shit scared out of me.
Perhaps another sign that this wasn't your destiny, this line of work.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I'm sure the cartels do that all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The saguaro cactuses are lousy.
That's KNKX's Nick Morrison, friend of the show and jack of all trades. Be sure to check your feed for the next full episode of Sound Effect. And if you can, please rate and review the podcast. You can also find us on Facebook. Make sure that you follow us there as well. And I have a quick recommendation for you. KNKX has just come out with a brand new original limited run series called Forgotten Prison. Our team has basically unearthed the history of this more than century-old island prison that predates Alcatraz by decades. It has all kinds of incredible chapters of history, everything from, you know, leading the cops on a chase through Puget Sound on a rowboat to one of the early incarcerations of Charlie Manson. There is a ton to it. So go to knkx.org/podcast to find that. Be sure to subscribe as well. And Simone Alisea and Paula Whistle, who are the two reporters who created that series, are going to be joining us on our air here in a couple of weeks. So you can also check your Sound Effect feed for more about that. In the meantime, I'm Gabriel Spitzer for the Sound Effect team on KNKX. See you around.